观众朋友们，大家好，今天是8月4号，星期二，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国境内的新冠病毒感染总数已经超过450万，而失业率将近11%。但是，民主党人和共和党人还没有就新一轮的经济纾困方案达成一致。
今天，特朗普总统签署了有关雇佣美国人的行政命令。那么，该行政命令呢，是旨在避免美国人的工作被外国的劳工所取代。那么，今天在白宫的声明中呢，白宫也表示说，辞退辛勤工作的美国人而用外国的廉价劳工取而代之的行为是不会被容忍的。
So let this serve as a warning to any federally appointed board. If you betray American workers, then you will hear two simple words: you're fired. You're fired.
在周一呢，白宫也继续和国会就疫情期间的经济纾困法案来进行磋商。那么今天呢，财政部长姆努钦、白宫的代理幕僚长麦多斯和国会的民主党领袖众议院议长佩洛西以及参议院的少数党领袖舒默进行了会谈，但是双方呢仍然没有在这个纾困法案上达到完全的一致。
They want to bail out cities and states that have done a bad job over a long period of time.Nothing to do with coronavirus or China virus or whatever you want to call it.
那么白宫官员呢，就向福克斯新闻透露说，白宫正在考虑一系列的选项。那么其中呢，就包括绕过国会，采取单方面的行动来进行这个经济救助计划。其实现在两党在这个经济纾困法案上最大的分歧，可以说是就在于每周600美元的失业救助金。这样600美元的标准呢，是相当于时薪15美元，这是要超过全国很多州的最低时薪的标准的，并且呢，失业人员还可以向各自所在的州来申请州政府发放的失业补助。那么民主党呢，是希望将600美元每周的标准持续到明年的1月份，但是共和党人呢，就希望将这样的标准降低到每周200美元。下面我们先通过一段短片来了解双方的立场。失业的美国人在疫情中收到的每周600美元的救助金已经在上周迟些时候到期，但民主党人坚持要将这一救助金持续发到年底。
We have been for the $600. They have a $200 proposal, which does not meet the needs of America's working families, and it's a condescension, quite frankly.
共和党领袖们表示，每周600美元会鼓励一些失业者不去找工作。不过，耶鲁大学最近的一项研究结果显示，救助金不会产生这样的效果。
There are cases where people are overpaid. There are cases where people underpaid. The issue is we need to come up with an agreement to extend this.
共和党人提出的治愈法案包括了10亿美元的救助金，而民主党则把今年早些时候已经被通过了的英雄法案作为谈判的初始点。该法案包括30亿美元救助金，两党都承认离达成一致还有一段距离。
We have to balance. There's obviously a need to support workers, support the economy.People who, through no fault of their own, are shut down because of this terrible disease. On the other hand, we have to be careful about not piling on enormous amounts of debt for future generations.
随着有关经济救助的谈判迟迟达不到结果，议员们警告说，美国当前急需对不断增长的病例数字和死亡数字拿出对策。
In our negotiations, we're talking about dealing with some of the consequences of this pandemic. But the fact is, we must defeat this virus. And that is one of the points that we still have not come to any agreement on.
随着全国多地的房租支付期限在上个周末截止，多个州的新冠病毒数字创出新高，美国民众盼望着华盛顿能在新的一周里为他们找到一条出路。美国之音记者萨拉伊，华盛顿报道。上一轮的经济纾困法案已经在上个周五到期了，那么之前申领失业救助金的将近3000万名民众将会受到影响。截止到7月中旬，已经有1700万的美国人申请常规的失业救济，另外有1240万美国人是通过经济刺激法案获得了疫情期间发放的特殊失业补助。两党呢也在这份法案上达成了一定的共识，那么达成共识的部分就包括向美国的纳税人发放纾困金，并且继续为企业提供 PPP， 也就是薪资保护计划。我们看到第二季度的美国经济是受到了疫情的打击，但是同期的民众的可支配收入是有所上升的，所以可见政府的快速反应以及相应的经济救助计划是起到了一定的作用。以上就是美国之音记者王平和卡拉发自华盛顿的报道。
纽约州与新冠病毒的斗争已经走过了5个月，纽约州的疫情曲线显示， 美国目前其他疫情非常严重的州，如果要拉平曲线，走出疫情的阴影，可能至少需要两个月。
上周六，也就是8月1号，标志着纽约在3月1号出现第一起新冠确诊病例以来，已经走过了整整5个月。纽约的疫情在4月12号抵达峰值，从峰值到拉平曲线用了近70天时间。
New Yorkers came together and they turned the curve, and then we plateaued on day 42.And then we had to reduce the infection rate, and that decline went from day 42 to day 111. This was the trajectory of COVID in our state.
而做到这一点的关键就是必须强调戴口罩、保持社交距离，并进行执法。库莫州长于4月15号宣布所有人在公共场合强制性戴口罩的规定。
I'm going to issue an executive order that says all people in public must have a mask or nose covering, mouth and nose covering, and they must wear it in a situation where you cannot or are not maintaining social distancing.
纽约的疫情轨迹显示，强制性口罩规定的发布跟疫情曲线被逐渐拉平之间的因果关系。美国其他新的热点州如果已达峰值，应该至少也需要同样时间，并在采取相同措施的情况下才能拉平曲线。周一，纽约累计确诊病例416000多起，死亡25000多人。面对在重启经济活动的同时保持已有的进展，纽约州加强了对这些有效措施的执法。库莫州长在推特上说，某些东西行之有效就不要改变，这不是火箭技术，让我们继续遵守规定。他要求对上周长岛汉普顿发生的音乐会群居性事件进行调查。周五晚上又有41家酒吧或餐馆被纽约州警方和酒牌管制当局指违反新冇疫情有关规定，其中7家的酒牌被暂停。执法机构表示，累计案例已达1100多起，对违规的罚款可能高达超过$10,000。九月如何重启学校是纽约面临的另一个挑战。纽约市长白思豪说，75%的家长希望重开学校，但保证学生健康安全是首要考量。
So every day I go over the daily indicators with you, number of people testing positive for COVID-19 citywide. Unless that number is below 3%, we will not reopen schools. That number is below 3%, we will move ahead with our plan.
不仅保持已有的进展是巨大挑战，这场灾难对社区，尤其是弱势族裔聚居的社区造成的负面影响更为深远。纽约市皇后区可勒纳拉丁一社区是纽约市疫情最严重的社区。发型师雷耶斯已经重回繁华的曼哈顿上班，但他因新冠肺炎去世的父亲仍然时时出现在他的脑海里。
Every time I take the train and everything, like hanging in the neighborhood is reminding him. It's very hard.
尽管一些商店和餐馆已经重新营业，但新冠病毒的阴影仍然挥之不去。在39大道上两个街区里，每天都有很多在疫情中失业的拉丁裔男子排队领取免费食物。
It's a struggle every day for our community in the area, and the only thing that we can work at this time or help is to give them some food.
亲切说，该地区的有些小商家的关闭可能是永久性的。
We don't see that this is going to be or end soon, especially with the undocumented people in our neighborhood.It's going to be a long struggle.
美国之音方斌九岛纽约报道。
Zoom 公司周一表示，将停止向中国大陆的客户直接销售新的产品或者是升级产品，而只会通过第三方的合作伙伴提供视频会议服务。
在一份给美国之音的声明中， Zoom 的发言人表示，他们将转向仅限合作伙伴的模式，将 Zoom 科技镶嵌在合作伙伴提供的服务当中。声明称，此次服务转型将于8月23日生效，中国大陆用户届时可以通过授权的合作伙伴以参与者的身份继续使用 Zoom 的视频会议服务。 Zoom 曾被爆出通过位于中国境内的服务器发送通话信号，让其安全性受到质疑。六月 ，Zoom 因遵循中国政府的请求而关闭一个属于中国人权活动团体的账号，再次被外界猛烈批评。7月30日，美国国会两位议员表示，极度担忧 Zoom 和 TikTok 已经向中华人民共和国政府提供了美国公民的信息，并代表中国政府参与了网络审查。
中国科技公司智臻智能对美国的苹果公司提出起诉，称苹果公司侵犯了它的专利。
8月3日，智臻智能这家中国公司向上海高级人民法院提起诉讼，称苹果公司在其 iPhone 的语音助理软件 Siri 中未经允许使用了该公司的专利技术，侵犯了它的一项发明专利权。智臻智能要求苹果公司赔偿100亿元人民币。2016年，上海一中院驳回了原告智臻智能公司的起诉，但是今年6月，北京最高人民法院又裁定这项专利有效，使案情出现翻转，促使该公司对苹果公司发起了第二次诉讼。苹果公司目前还没有对此发表评论。
美国科技巨头微软公司表示，正在继续推动收购中国抖音国际版 TikTok 的谈判。这个价值500多亿美元的并购案一旦达成，可能会重塑社交媒体行业，并且会进一步加剧美中之间的紧张关系。
特朗普总统周一在白宫对记者表示，如果微软不能与中国公司字节跳动就收购 TikTok 达成协议，那么 TikTok 必须在9月15日结束在美国的业务。
So, I told him that, I think we're going to have, maybe a deal is going to be made. It's a great asset. It's a great asset, but it's not a great asset in the United States unless they have the approval of the United States. So it'll close down on September 15th unless Microsoft or somebody else is able to buy it and work out a deal, an appropriate deal, so the treasury of the, really the treasury, I guess you would say, of the United States gets a lot of money, a lot of money.
星期天，两名美国宇航员乘坐 SpaceX 公司的龙飞船返回地球。
Splashdown。
这是45年来美国宇航员的首次降落式返回。带他们返回地球的是第一架商业开发和运营的航天器，可载人进出太空轨道。
Today was a big day. It was a big day for our nation. It was a big day for NASA, for human spaceflight, for SpaceX, and for our international partners.
这次返程为最早在下个月宇航员乘 SpaceX 飞船进入宇宙的行程，以及明年可能进行的旅游飞行铺平了道路。
The operations worked extremely well, so we certainly feel comfortable that we're on the right path to carry commercial passengers not too long from now.
试飞员道格拉斯·赫利和鲍尔·贝肯在离开国际空间站不到一天的时间里，乘 SpaceX 龙飞船的太空舱返回了地球。此前，他们两人从佛罗里达乘同一飞行器升空，并在国际空间站工作了2个月。
Bob and Doug completed over 110 hours of science, utilization, research, technology development.
太空舱降落在彭萨科拉海岸附近平静的海湾水域中。此刻，数百英里外的佛罗里达大西洋海岸正遭受着热带风暴伊萨亚斯的侵袭。美国之音新闻报道。
美国在台协会台北办事处处长厉英杰星期一前往台北宾馆悼念去世的台湾前总统李登辉。
厉英杰处长在追思留言条上写道，李登辉是一位自由的捍卫者，在台湾转型为民主政府的过程中扮演关键角色，他的勇气和远见将长远为世人所怀念。美东时间星期五深夜，白宫就台湾前总统李登辉逝世发表声明说，我们代表美国人民向台湾人民和台湾前总统李登辉的亲人表达最深切的慰问，遵循任职规定而到期离任。李总统是台湾现代民主制度的设计师，今天台湾的民主制度成为该地区乃至全世界以公民为中心的光辉施政典范。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期四就发表了声明，代表美国人民对台湾前总统李登辉表示了哀悼。
府在香港实施港版国安法，这使得许多港人考虑移居海外，澳大利亚还有台湾给予港人庇护签证。不过在新一波的移民潮之中，也有许多香港人表示毫不动摇，他们要在香港坚守下去。
有参与的都少少的，都怕的，经验告诉我不代表离开了香港我所有的问题就会解决了。
我从来都没想过要移民，香港是我们的地方，要走的都不是我们这班很喜欢香港的人走。
咁我喺雨傘革命之後啦，大概十一月到，咁我就離開咗香港，移民咗去美國嘅。咁我喺2015年尾嘅時候就選擇咗翻嚟香港啦。其實你只係個身 physical 離開咗，但你個心係冇離開過。因為我都有雨傘前初初九月十月嘅時候，我都有不時去現場嘅。我本身情感上已經投入咗嗰場運動噶啦。咁離開咗，好似覺得自己做唔到嘢，即係做唔到啲乜，好似可能喺個直播畫面見到一啲人，其實可能我早一兩個月先喺現場見過佢嘅。咁但呢一刻，我就自己個身離開咗咁遠，一水隔天涯咁樣，咁好似覺得只可以睇住，但係你又做唔到嘢，嗰個無力感係好難受。咁可能有時睇完新聞，哦，你望出去就係一個哇，好靚嘅草地，好靚嘅天空。咁但係當其時嘅心情，其實你係唔會有興致去感受嗰種啊外國嘅好咯。即係好似喺外國睇住自己屋企沉淪嘅時候，你會有種好難受嘅感覺。可能翻嚟香港，或者甚至我呢一刻都決定留喺香港，你可以話係一個情感大於理性嘅決定嚟嘅。其實好簡單嘅，即係你中意香港咯。
依家身邊好多人都講話要靠住本 BNO 去移民，但係因為首先我係1999年出世嘅，咁1997年以後嘅人係冇辦法用 BNO 嚟移民，咁我從來都冇諗過要移民。其實我一段時間係離開咗香港嘅，我係去咗澳洲嗰邊住咗一兩個月咁樣嘅，咁嗰時係。7、8月的時間，每一日有啲咩遊行示威的時候，我都會看住直播，然後係開住幾個 mon 咁樣留意住嘅。然後有時可能因為澳洲和香港是時差3個幾鐘嘅，咁可能香港那邊12點幾仲有衝突的時候，可能我澳洲那邊是3點幾嘅。即係我都係3點幾，可能等真係直播完咗啦，我先瞓咯，或者甚至乎係瞓唔著。然後喺嗰一刻嘅時候，我就覺得根本自己係完全放唔低到香港咯，係更加唔好講移民。即係我短短去咗1、2個月旅行嘅時候，都已經係咁擔心身邊嘅人嘅安全，所以係咯，即係抌唔低。現在所發生的事去第二個地方。
其實在今次運動裏面，我覺得有一班比我們更年輕的手足，咁係佢哋真係用佢哋嘅熱血去打翻嚟，可能我哋香港去到今時今日嗰個抗爭温度先依然有嘅。咁如果去到即係抗爭咗都一年啦，咁如果去到呢個時候，因為一個國安法，我哋呢班稍微年長少少能夠離開，有能力離開嘅就話走咗去，咁其實我哋係咪更咁樣呢個做法，係咪對我哋香港未來嘅一代更加對唔住佢哋呢？
身邊很多的朋友啊，都講嘅就話，真係留到最後留唔到就要走啦咁樣，佢哋都有咁講嘅。 呢一年大家都经历了很多很不开心很灰心的时候，但是不要那么轻易放弃我们最珍惜最爱的一个香港。
即使是国安法杀到下来，我们未来可能很不明朗，但是我的经验告诉我，不代表离开了香港我所有的问题就会解决了。
病毒大流行使得世界上的许多小企业都面临困境，他们很多不得不选择一些新的技术来维持生计。
作为北达科他州的汽车经销店，罗纳德·伯格斯特伦表示，因为疫情大流行，他本可以通过裁员来削减成本，取而代之的是他想出了办法让他的团队继续工作。
When the pandemic first hit, we got together a team of seven people.It was six people on site, and then Rhonda was on the team as well.
龙达洛斯是一位远程助手，他受雇在异地工作，负责管理从客户到经销商这些环节中日常需求的一切。
COVID-19 situation is something that we started earlier than that, trying to take some of the workload that can be done remotely off of some of the people here, where Rhonda being off-site could focus on some of the behind-the-scenes things that needed to be done, the policies that needed to be drafted, and some of the research on what we needed for equipment and cleaning supplies and those types of things.
雷纳德说，由于洛斯扩展了一些项目，他甚至可能需要雇佣另一个远程助手来管理工作量。
I've seen a lot of people around me losing their jobs and getting laid off, but I think that will start moving more toward virtual in a lot of ways, just in business in general.
博士汽车行由雷纳德的祖父创立于大约100年前。他说，尽管发生了大流行，但他对公司仍保持强劲，充满信心，因为他们已经学会了快速适应环境。美国之音迪亚洛报道。
德国的军队正在训练可以搜索新冠病毒的军犬，我们一起去了解一下。
最近在德国乌尔门的这所学院里，陆军教练员在对抗新冠病毒方面测试了一种新武器。德国国防部长克兰普·卡伦鲍尔表示，这种狗的训练计划尚属首次。
The school is unique for the military, but even in an international context, it is a special asset that we can offer.Here it is not just people being trained at school, but dogs and people training side by side.
狗无法嗅出真正的病毒，但可以检测出病毒在唾液中引起的生化变化。这些狗用小至100微克的样品就能够得出结果。
Simply, we're investigating whether service dogs can be used to detect COVID-19. Not because they can smell the virus itself, but they can smell the biochemical processes and the changes caused by the virus.
克兰普·卡伦鲍尔部长说，尽管测试令人鼓舞，但研究仍在进行阶段。
I want to make clear here the next steps. Like, for example, differentiating between coronavirus and influenza, or to differentiate an active carrier, are all questions to be answered. And so we'll need more months to be able to offer up clear results.
军犬训练师和汉诺威兽医大学目前正在多个犬种中利用基于奖励的系统训练。那些能够正确识别受污染唾液的军犬可以得到零食作为奖励。 美国之音阿拉巴萨迪报道。
在其他的重要消息方面，
I wanted to be a therapist. When I started going to college, I thought I was going to be a teacher. And then I took Psychology 101. And I really got fascinated by wanting to learn about people and how they work and why they do and say the things that they do. I think I've always been someone that people go to as a sounding board, as like a helper, and I really enjoy it. So there wasn't anything that specifically happened, but just that made me, I've always wanted to help people. Everybody's working from home and getting to some more time with their family. And the commute time that people used to have for work to decompress and to be able to just unplug and get away from all the stimulation is lost during the pandemic. And so people were experiencing a lot of stress, anxiety, a lot of difficulty trying to set routines in their life again.It's really helpful for people to set a routine in their life. Just like when they were working, they had a routine. They would wake up at a specific time, exercise at a specific time, eat dinner at a specific time. All of those things, trying to recreate that. Also creating time where you're not thinking or talking about the pandemic or stress or anything negative, for yourself and for your relationship, I think is really helpful.So the stage that everyone's in now is, where do you go that's safe for me and for my partner or whoever I'm living with? If people want to come into my home, you know, who should I allow? And should I wear a mask? Shouldn't I wear a mask? Is the news accurate and what to listen to? And so now that anxiety, is ramping up. And so trying to find little pockets of what you can do to keep yourself in control of whether it be your mind and your body, so...breathing and things like that, but then also switching gears and training the brain on how to think of what you can do instead of what you can't do, in your immediate future, in your life, in the moment. There's a lot of financial anxiety right now. People that have lost their job,or who are being furloughed or who are being laid off. The biggest thing is being patient, understanding that we are going through a really traumatic time and a crisis, and also looking at the positives. A lot of people are looking at, okay, so I'm not getting a job. Let's look at why that is a good thing right now. I can have more time with my family. I'll never get, hopefully never get this time again. And so trying to be grateful and...appreciating all the small things.
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。